My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If I say it's not a disaster, do I sound like Kevin Bacon at the end of Animal House? That's coming up at 8:45. 216-474-0092. We got a lot to get to here in a short amount of time. We got Nathan Zagora joining us at 9 o'clock. Coming in hot at 9:40. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention this on the air. I'm going to mention this. Coming in hot's about to take a totally different shape at some point for some folks. At some point, coming in hot, I don't think is ever going to end for some folks. On the Odyssey app, we have a new function that's coming out where basically you can leave a voicemail. And that is probably not a good idea for some of the audience there to tell them that. But yeah,
I'm excited about it.
It's there.
It's live right now?
I don't know if it's live. I tested it out yesterday. And it's sent. It's sent somewhere. I don't know where it went to, but it's sent somewhere.
So if you go to the Odyssey app, if you go to the show page or 92.3 The Fan,
yeah.
You have the ability.
You got to follow us.
Yeah. You have the ability to leave us a message, which will go directly into Mitch Spinell's brain. And he will decide whether or not
something with Mitch,
whether or not it's worthwhile to play on the air.
Like if you call into that, if you hit your app, yeah, there's a little microphone here, and I get on my mic and I hit my microphone and it says recording in 2, 1, and I go, Mitchapalooza is an incel, and it there it is, it's recorded. I can
and now
play
it's
it.
There, it's
I
done.
Can play it,
so we could play that on the air.
As an incel.
Yep, there it is, right there, and I'm sending it right now.
Send
and there's
it.
There it is. And then it's sent. There you go. So coming in hot is
so we have
about to get wild.
We have now our telephone version, our cell phone version of coming in hot.
Yeah, there you go. 216-474.
Let's go.
Speaking of incels.
Yeah.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, Nathan Zagora is going to join us on the show
in the cell.
Coming up at 9:40, coming in hot. And again, I got to get to the Guardians. Coming up at 8:45. But this is kind of taken off. Like, would you root for Team USA? Players you hated are on it. Like, there are plenty of people who hate LeBron are not rooting for Team USA because of it. There's plenty of people who hate Steph. I'm rooting for Team USA, obviously. I like LeBron. And I sports hate Steph Curry. I want Team USA to do well. I would set aside my differences if Ben Roethlisberger played for Team USA, was the quarterback, and I want Team USA to win. When there's sports that feel like it's our sport, I got no problem setting aside that difference and making sure we try to win it. Baseball, football, basketball. Baseball is as hard as it gets. Baseball, football, basketball. Hockey, I don't feel that way with hockey. We lost to Canada once. It was like, all right, yeah, Canada, it's their game. Go ahead.
I am I'm fascinated. I mean, we are getting tweets. If there's a reason you're rooting against Team USA basketball, you got to let us know. because
I don't think you're going to like those reasons.
Johnny O on X, which, as always, our social media reaction brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I fully admit I'm rooting against Team USA men's basketball. I cannot set aside my hatred for LeBron James. I hate him with a passion.
That's insane.
Do you ever think about what somebody...
amazing.
I always go to the test. Somebody from, like, Nebraska driving through Cleveland, Ohio. What do they know about Cleveland, Ohio? They know Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
What else do they know? Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
What else do they know?
LeBron James.
And what'd he do?
He won a championship.
And that parade was pretty damn famous.
I find myself hating LeBron
what
James.
What do you think that random passerby from Nebraska is thinking, like, with me reading that tweet from a Cleveland diehard sports fan?
If you called in and said you were at a grocery store and LeBron James rolled his cart into your car and then gave you the bird as he drove off, like, then I'd say, okay.
Then I get it.
You can definitely hate LeBron James. Other than that, if I've never met LeBron James, I got no reason to hate the guy. Anthony in Cleveland Heights, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Wonderful, Anthony. Go ahead.
Okay, so a couple things I want to point out. If you think the United States basketball team is 20 points better than anyone in today's international game, you're smoking something, because the talent across the planet is light years different than what it was in 92. Number two, one thing I realized when watching that game yesterday was just, you know, the effect I think it's going to have on the younger players in the league. Is they're probably thinking, watching that and afterwards on social media, I have to be part of that team, right? So that's one of the unstated positive effects of yesterday's, comeback I saw. And then the third thing is, you don't necessarily have to go to the Browns, because apparently the Major League Baseball players want to play in Los Angeles in 2028. So the question is, what do you do when Jose comes up for the Dominican Republic?
I'm hoping the good old U.S. of A. wins and strikes him out.
I agree. I don't understand the folks in Denver rooting for Jokic. Because, I mean, I don't understand. You put aside – I'm rooting for Ben Roethlisberger if it's the – if the, you know –
All right, wait a second. What about Bazzana? What
right,
about
Bazzana?
He hasn't
Naylor
done nothing for me yet.
What
That's
about
not a tough
Bazzana?
That's not a tough question. He hasn't done anything for us yet.
Nah. What about him?
Jose was a tough question. Anthony was right with that. I feel bad to root against Jose. I hope that the Dominican, and Anthony, thank you very much for the call. I would hope that the Dominican Republic were to have a nice silver medal right underneath our gold. That's what I would feel like for Jose Ramirez. Bazzana ain't done nothing for me yet. I have no idea. I'm not going to sit there and say things about him. He could come up here and turn into Matt LaPorta for all I know. Hopefully not, but it could possibly happen. Patrick and Hudson, congratulations on all your success. You're next up on the Fan.
Guys, good morning.
Morning.
I just want to say, hey, that was an awesome win yesterday for Team USA. I do not understand these people not supporting their home country for, you know, it's awesome that the games are competitive. I mean, these are all professionals in their own right, in their own country. And even I always remember Luka Doncic saying that it's a lot harder to score in Europe than in America. To get, you know, the rules are different and just the defensive fundamentals are a lot better. So I'm an absolute patriot. I will root for America any day of the week. I don't care who's playing.
That's right, brother.
LeBron, Steph Curry, Ben Roethlisberger. So anyways, have a day, fellas.
That's right, brother. Thank you very much for the call.
It is a more physical game. I know it's going to be impossible to tell somebody who does. That's right. Yeah. Team USA.
That's right.
They come
LeBron,
from behind with. And LeBron
Steph,
orchestrated it.
Steve Kerr.
No,
Kevin
John
Durant,
Philip Sousa orchestrated
Kevin
this.
Kevin Durant.
The actual orchestra.
Out. John
yes.
Philip Sousa. Let's go, baby.
Let's bathe ourselves in the American flag
on this
when
day.
Team USA, they defied there all the go. Odds.
USA.
Today.
USA. USA. USA.
Reminding people, today is the anniversary Richard Nixon resigned from office.
USA.
USA. USA. USA.
Michigan man Gerald Ford took over the presidency. USA! You come on!
USA.
Hey, USA! It's part of the 50 states. You better do it. It's the glove and it's the up top, the UP.
I hate Ohio State.
You better root. Gerald Ford, man, he was the president. 9 o'clock, Nathan Zagura joins us on the show. This is one of the greatest studies I've ever seen in my life. So before the show, I said, hey, can you root for a team? Not Team USA. We're talking not just about that. This goes into it a little bit, though. Can you root for a team you dislike because of a person that you really, really liked who used to play for your team? And Lamy kind of gave me the, ha. And I went, Grady Sizemore. And you were out of town during Grady Sizemore's career. He played here from...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
2004 to 2011. Lime is 5 years older than me. By the time he ended up playing it, I would imagine you were where? At Syracuse?
I was all over the place.
And then you were working at Parkersburg and then back at Syracuse, and then you had came back right as he finished up his career here in Cleveland. And you said a statement I couldn't believe, but go right on ahead.
That I didn't know the affinity that the fans in Cleveland had for Grady Sizemore. I just wasn't really following the team. That's probably the most distant I was on a day-to-day basis with a Cleveland sports team. Because like the Browns, I still went to the Browns backers bars. I still watch them. It's only once a week. The Cavs, I mean, they had LeBron James. All their games were on national television.
Mm-hmm.
That was easy. The Guardians, the Indians at the time, I know in 2007 they were amazing. And they go to the ALCS. And we certainly know, well-documented how that went. I just wasn't following them day-to-day nearly as much.
He was probably as beloved as anybody during that time. I mean, he was a Gold Glover. He was a Silver Slugger. I think a three-time All-Star during his time in Cleveland. Obviously, I mean, I graduated high school in 2004. He was there all throughout my college years. We were all big fans of him. And then, you know, sadly, I think back after 2008, right after that third All-Star, where they probably should have made the playoffs then and things happened, then all of a sudden you had the injuries that played in, and he was never the same. I mean, his body completely failed him after that time where I don't think he ever really got close to playing in a full season after that. Grady Sizemore was, during that era, as beloved a player as you're going to find. Now, I don't know if he was the face of Cleveland back in those days. Like Jose Ramirez. Jose Ramirez is a totally different conversation about greatness in the city and about the game of baseball and everything like that. Grady was really loved here, and it was sad to see him go. It was sad to see basically how fate just failed him and his body was failed them. And then Pedro Grifol gets fired yesterday after they start out, 28-89? I lose count of the losses with the Chicago White Sox. He's named the interim manager. Do you pull for a guy on a team that, I don't know how much you hate the White Sox, Anthony, but do you pull for a guy in general because he used to play on your favorite team? It might be tough for you to have this conversation about Grady Sizemore. I can't think of the scenario other than Bill Cowher playing for the Browns and then coaching the Pittsburgh Steelers. Chuck Knoll being from here, playing for the Browns and coaching the Pittsburgh, really getting the Steelers started to being a franchise of any reputation whatsoever.
The only thing I could come close to, I was trying to think about this, Luke Fickell and Marcus Freeman. I like Marcus Freeman. I do. I like him. And I'd like to go see a Notre Dame game in South Bend and watch him, but I'm not rooting.
It was great.
I'm not rooting for Notre Dame. We'll get there eventually. Yeah, we'll hopefully. Get there together when I'm not cleaning up the neighbor's yard.
Okay.
I would like to go to a Notre Dame game and all that. I'm certainly not rooting, though. I mean, when they played Ohio State, I tried to make him the enemy. He's still likable. Like, I couldn't hate on Marcus Freeman.
I said before, if my son wants to be a football coach, that's what he claims. And I try to almost get him out of football just because I want to see if he's actually true to himself or he's just trying to appease me. I said before I'd have to root for my son if he was a Pittsburgh Steelers head coach. If it comes to Grady Sizemore, I want good things to happen to Grady Sizemore. One, because I know that the rest of the season is inconsequential to the Chicago White Sox. It doesn't matter what they do or anything like that. Two, is that I do want to see how he could do as a manager. But you want him to be good. You want your friends to be good. You don't want him to be better than you. Like, I don't want this to all of a sudden. They need players. Baseball needs players. So it's not like he's all of a sudden going to wave a magic wand over the White Sox and they're going to be what they were supposed to be 3 years ago. That's not the case. But you want him to be successful. I just want to make sure he never passes up the Guardians. That's all I'm trying to hope for, at least with the White Sox. I don't want that to happen because I liked Grady. I can't believe you missed the entire Grady Sizemore era at that time. I think that kind of speaks to what we always talk about, the ills of baseball, and I think that they've rectified some of that. But I think that right there, and that's a bygone era. I mean, that's 2004 to 2011. That was a long time ago, man. For that to go down where you just didn't see very much Indians baseball at that time, I think that kind of harkens back to some of the problems we say with baseball. If you want to watch the Cavs, there's probably plenty of ways to watch the Cavs if you live in Syracuse, New York. There's definitely easy ways to watch the Browns if you live in Syracuse, New York, which is maybe not the best example because the NFL has fewer games and everything like that. But with baseball, yeah, like if you all of a sudden had to move to Syracuse, New York, Anthony, unless you were an ardent baseball fan and it was baseball above all else, it probably falls by the wayside. And it seems like, and I'm not being accusatory of you, that's where it seemed to fall by the wayside. You were with the Syracuse, was it Chiefs? You were watching the Chiefs. And then obviously you got the football that you have to cover with the Jets and their camp and everything like that. But with football, again, it's easy to stay connected to the Browns. It's easier to stay connected to the Cavs.
It's just the edge.
It's hard.
It is the edge that the other sports have over baseball. That's why we always say baseball is very, very provincial. It's something that, you know, we love having on. It's always on in the background somewhere. Yeah. Like, you can't go anywhere in Cleveland over the summer and not have a screen with a game on. Well, obviously, if you move, you're just never going to see that. It's never going to be a part of it.
That's also why, unless you move to a city where you just hate the team. Like, if I had to move to Chicago, I'm not, you know, I used to watch the Cubs when we were kids because it was before the Indians. I don't feel the same way about the Cubs. I've been to a Cubs game with you recently over the last few years, and I still can't get that weirdness out about the Cubs in 2016. The White Sox I hate, I basically have always hated, and I don't think it's ever going to change. I don't think I'd be a fan of either one of those teams. But if I were not doing this, right, and I just moved to Los Angeles, and the Dodgers were on every day, unless you were a hardcore baseball-first fan, I think you could easily fall in and go, well, the Dodgers are on, I'll watch the Dodgers. And then all of a sudden you're going to Dodgers games, and maybe you're going to buy a jersey, and maybe you have kids, and you're going to buy your kids Dodgers jerseys, and all of a sudden it's like, well, they're a National League team, I guess I'm a Dodgers fan. I think it's easier to slip into that than it is in any other sport. Cavs, you can watch a lot of I mean, they're going to be on national television a lot this coming year. The NBA is going to be on national television a lot this coming year. I think it's easier to find that than ever. The NFL just said it. Baseball, I think it's very easy to fall out if you move to a different area.
Would baseball be better off? Like, you heard with the new television deal signed by the NBA, they will have games on 7 days a week, national games.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to watch, and odds are Cavs will have more games that are going to be streamed or available on network TV. Remember, NBC is getting in on the package. I think they're going to have a game every Sunday night, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to be able to see a national game,
frankly,
every day. Baseball doesn't have that.
I'm surprised you're not, because the Mets, even before Keith Hernandez, had a pretty entertaining broadcast. I'm surprised you don't have like a soft spot for the Mets or anything. Like, you're a sports fan. I know we kind of make fun of you and Dustin with baseball here and there every now and then, but you're a sports fan, for crying out loud.
Like Gary Cohen. I mean, I watch Syracuse guy as well. Gary Cohen was amazing. They do have one of the best broadcast booths.
For a very long time.
But now you got Schriffen, and I can't. Nobody's better. Nobody's going to top Schriffen. And I wondered if Schriffen would outlast this other White Sox manager. Will he outlast the organization?
Well, yeah. Well, you outlast Grady Sizemore. I don't want to say hopefully not, because I don't want to wish ill on John Shriffen. Hopefully they're together for a long period of time. Just hopefully they don't do better than our guys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.